If you decided to run for office, would you know where to start? Now, veteran political operatives are coming to town to train aspiring candidates in the art of campaigning. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
This is a unique opportunity for Pensacola.
Diane Mack is the president of the Institute for Women in Politics of Northwest Florida.
Thanks to the generous contribution of a couple in Pensacola who are friends of the Institute, we are able to bring in top-tier national campaign trainers. Three gentlemen out of Arlington, Virginia, affiliated with the Leadership Institute, which is the premier political training organization in the country. And this is the kind of campaign training that folks in Pensacola usually have to go to Tampa or Miami or Jacksonville to get, if not even further afield, Atlanta. So we're very lucky to have this caliber of training available here in Pensacola.
The workshop will be held on Saturday, April 5th, and is geared towards people who might be ready to start their first campaign, as well as some who have been down this road before.
Especially in this election year, where a lot of newcomers to the field are gearing up, you know, people who have said, I want to run for something, and may or may not have that experience. And frankly, at this level of training, even those who may be running for re-election, I would encourage them to attend also, because you can always learn something, especially from people who have a wide range of experience, and the lead trainer even has international experience.
And that lead trainer is Robert Arnakis, Senior Director for Domestic and International Programs at the Leadership Institute of Arlington, Virginia.
He has served as campaign staff on presidential, congressional, and municipal elections, and also on initiative-focused efforts. He is the one who has the international experience. In fact, he has consulted with political party leaders in places like Iraq, India, Azerbaijan, Serbia, Nigeria, Bolivia, Peru. And so he's the lead, and he will be teaching more of the sessions than the others.
The other presenters are Barry Ahrens, a policy advisor to former Arizona Governor Fife Symington and now senior research fellow with the Texas-based Institute for Policy Innovation, and Jim Rivas.
He's a businessman, and what he brings is about 32 years of political and nonprofit fundraising. That's the experience he brings to the party for this campaign workshop. He has been a major fundraiser in Arkansas for political candidates and also American Diabetes Association, a breast cancer research foundation. His expertise is in organizing big events with headliners like former presidents.
And while all three presenters have strong conservative political backgrounds, Diane Mack says the presentations will focus on training, not issues.
No issues. It's all nuts and bolts. It's all a how-to. And the sessions are going to include things like managing volunteers, opposition research, developing campaign strategy and message, building coalitions, voter ID and targeting, person-to-person voter contact, digital media, how best to do that in a campaign, and the get-out-the-vote effort.
Mack is hoping that more women will take advantage of this opportunity, even if they have no immediate plans to enter public life.
One of our own strategies in encouraging more women to think about running is to encourage women who might, you know, 10 years from now, possibly run, to come to something like this. If you have any thought, if you as a woman or a man, a minority or whatever, ever have, you know, even an inkling that this might be something that you want to do, the earlier, the sooner that you learn what it's like to run a campaign, the better, because that's the way to prepare down the road. The sooner you know, the more you know, the better prepared you are.
The full-day campaign workshop will be held Saturday, April 5th at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Pensacola. For registration and more information, go to iwpflorida.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.